Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks. Snedeker here. You see how I turn it up?
Yeah.
I'm like a different person.
You are.
Because I'm still coming off of my sickness. Joe Snedeker here, Mr. Curiosity Podcast. We have the great Tim Hopkins.
Oh, gosh.
Woohoo!
We have the undeniable John Meyer.
Hello, everybody.
Who can't live without Salisbury steak. And then we have Mindy Ramsey, like who is the most awesome person sitting at this table.
Wait a minute. I just found this out. You love Salisbury steak?
I think I do love Salisbury steak. I haven't had it since a TV dinner in like 12th grade. But.
I felt like my intro was weak, so I just wanted to inject a lie.
I like it.
I sometimes just question the thoughts that come into your head.
I know.
We all do, Tim. I stopped questioning them a long time ago, but every once in a while, it still pops up.
Tim, stop those thoughts. No, because I had the flu last week, I feel a little nasally, and when you can't hear yourself speak properly, sometimes you just feel boring, and I don't want to feel boring.
And for those that missed it on TV, you were in bed, not getting out of bed, what, 36 hours?
Yeah, and that's why this podcast is delayed. Usually it comes out Monday morning, and here it is Monday. We're recording this, so it'll be out maybe 5, 6, 7 hours later than it normally is if you're paying attention.
But, I mean, you were half dead last week. You couldn't do it last week.
It's funny, Mindy. When I sat in my car and drove to work, the whole time I'm thinking, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And that's so not Joe.
When you feel achy and you just want to sleep and you sit up and it's dizzy, but what am I going to do? Turn around?
I have never seen you that sick.
I thought I was going to have to carry out of the backyard that morning. Yeah, you sounded.
We were just going to throw you over the bank.
Well, I think I feel like an irresponsible coworker because I think I'm like my dad. I remember everyone making fun of him never taking off work. and I feel like I come from a time where if you call in sick, you're a pansy.
Well,
and that's that still in time. There was a time for that. Yeah. But yet nowadays, it's smart to take off because you don't want to infect others.
True.
So please don't feel like I...
Especially nowadays, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to feel like, oh, that jerk came here and infected everybody. I just feel like I was in the middle of it and there's nothing else I can do but go to work.
Well, yeah. The old rule was if you're sick, as long as you feel like you can get up, you could come in anymore. But nowadays, that's not really the case. If you have any case whatsoever...
I know, then you're saying the opposite. But my grandfather was a coal miner. Could you imagine him? I'm sick.
He went to work sick.
I don't want. Yeah, that's what I mean. These are my people. I don't know. That's just in my head.
There are definitely still jobs where it does not matter if you can get up, you're going. So
yeah.
So but we're glad you're better.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you. Almost better. 90%. Still have like a little nasally, but I think I'm definitely sure I'm not infectious.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you told us that now.
We wouldn't have wanted
to do a podcast that day with you.
To
be
ever.
In a small little space.
Well, our guest today was supposed to be Fred Lettieri.
Oh,
who
was
a WNEP legend and now a sales guy. And he emailed me that day and he said, I'm so glad you canceled it. He said, because I didn't want to get sick from you and I didn't know how to... And I didn't know how to tell you.
Yeah, what's the polite way to say, I don't want to be near you?
Yeah, I know. I said, Fred, come on. You don't have to act like that. Just tell me. Stay away. But didn't worry. He'll be here next time.
Awesome.
All right. Cool. So we're going to start answering your questions. The people write in. brownbag@wnep.com.
Oh, I forgot about the camera.
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at Mindy. She starts. For those of you who only listen, she flicked her head back and she whirled her fingers past her ear and she gave the fakest smile I've ever seen in my life.
It doesn't look like a camera. It looks like a microphone. It's so strange, isn't it?
Look at how she's lighting up now for the camera.
Everything just changed.
Yeah, everything just changed. Now she's loving the camera. She's loving herself. She's loving being here.
I'm just excited about answering questions.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mindy. Brownbag@wnep.com.
Do I dig deep?
Yeah, it's getting
There's
really
a lot. Cool. Oh my gosh, how come we're getting so many questions?
Questions keep coming and we appreciate it. Don't let that
stop
you.
Are these fake questions, Joe? Have you been packing the bag?
I have not packed with fake questions.
I can concur with him. They are pretty much real questions.
Yeah, he's with me sometimes when these emails come in.
They are coming in from
people. We also have the right, if they're too long, they're uncomfortable, or you just don't want to answer it, just pass it on.
All right.
I don't know, because...
I don't know if this is really a question or an observation.
Ooh.
Joe, the man who always plays down holidays, it's February 28th. Enough with your St. Patrick's Parade in Scranton.
Oh.
It's just a big drunk fest. I like your friend, but not as a dysfunctional leprechaun. I can't stand the overdone leprechaun.
Oh,
and that's
from
this. Tom and Archibald.
Meanwhile, it's March 18th that we still are talking about the leprechauns.
And we still have inflatable leprechauns in the backyard.
So I'm going to defend St. Patrick's Day by me first saying I have zero Irish heritage. None. Yet it's my favorite holiday of the whole year because green, it reminds me of spring. It just makes me feel good inside. Equinox. Here's where I am dysfunctional, and I admit it. It's my personality. I can't change it. There are no expectations for St. Patrick's Day.
That is true.
You don't have to visit a relative. You don't have to gather around a formal meal. No gifts to buy. No cards. No... No, society hasn't grabbed on to St. Patrick's Day yet. I don't know why.
You mean capitalism has? Well, it kind of has.
Well, all the green.
Yeah.
Green,
yeah, but decorations.
No could you think of another holiday where there's no expectation?
True.
There's no long mass.
You don't have to go buy gifts or any right. kind of stuff.
That's true.
Even a holiday which I love, 4th of July, you're kind of expected, all right, we got to go see fireworks.
Right.
We
got to have a barbecue.
You got to have a barbecue. Christmas, I mean, come on. It's nothing.
Well, many expectations.
Christmas tradition. Is all pomp and circumstance.
Thanksgiving literally is a tradition and an expectation. Yeah. So.
Thanksgiving, it's still all about
you have to
food
go to a dinner.
And yeah, and grandma's making this. And these are all great things. But they're a little stressful for me where I'm kind of an iconoclast and I don't like traditions. So here's St. Patrick's Day. It steps in and it says, do whatever you want. Do nothing if you want, but it feels good.
You do have to wear green, otherwise you get pinched.
You don't have to wear green.
You'll get pinched.
Or you can wear orange or white.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to wear green on TV.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we get called out.
Okay, but yeah, that's minimal.
That's minimal, yeah.
And as for the drunk fest, I don't know. I don't drink at all. I social drink. So there's no obligation to get drunk, is there?
No.
I love the holiday.
Yesterday was St. Patrick's Day, and I didn't have a single sip yesterday, you know?
Yeah, it's a great – it's amazing how
plus, I took the kids to the Wilkes-Barre Parade, and we were just at the parade. We didn't go to a bar or anything. The kids loved it. Loved it.
It's all about – for me, it's happiness. It's joy. It's spring. I love everything about St. I think about it all year round. So, yeah, that's my thing.
Well, Tom doesn't like the dysfunctional leprechaun, just so you know.
He has his enemies.
He does. There's people who hate him.
He hates him. Yes, he's very polar.
Yeah.
Why is that?
He's polarizing. I don't know, because he's so energetic.
Goofy?
Maybe. I don't know. It is funny, though. There's some people like, I don't want to.
I mean, if you call yourself dysfunctional, I mean, you're bound to get some hectic opinions. So.
That's true.
Oh, Joel! But everything about him to me is funny.
Honestly,
too,
I listened to the last podcast with Jose, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Yes, yes. There are armies of people who love this podcast and Jose, and we're going to keep him coming once a year.
I knew it would be an interesting podcast because my edit booth is like probably a good 10, 15 feet down with this glass and everything sealed off and I could still hear the podcast.
Nice.
Oh, my goodness. We were out of control.
All right,
I knew it would be an interesting one.
Sorry, Tim.
Favorite holiday. Take that case closed. I justify it.
It's one of my favorite holidays, too. So
all right.
Whoa.
Top three.
Well, Tim is now on the parade committee.
Oh, boy.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, John said, Tim is on the parade committee, so we have big shots.
I'm big on my Irish heritage. I love it.
John, he's editing. He's self-editing.
It's just so long.
Deleting. Could you get to some of the highlights,
there's some
maybe?
Letters that are capitalized.
Yeah.
You know what?
Overall message, you don't like it?
Just doesn't feel like it has any. There's no question here.
No.
It's just complaining about the Oscars and the heat index and wind chill.
Is this written by Joe?
Tim, you read it, and I'm going to pick another one.
Tim, I still have.
Wait a minute. The first sentence is, this is a comment. This isn't even a question.
And when it's 20 lines long.
That's too long.
It is a very long question.
So there's wind chill Oscars. All right, Joe, you work on this one.
Here's one that's very simple.
All right,
how can I watch the morning weather on my iPad later in the day?
No, this sounds almost like a fake plug.
This is our promotions department.
Yeah, it's real.
Who asked
our digital
that?
Director, Sean's sitting right here.
Does it say it's from Sean?
You can watch.
Sean's going to tell everyone. Okay, here we go.
You can watch almost all of our news and weather. And much, much more at WNEP Plus on Roku, Fire TV, and almost all smart TVs. Find it today. Search WNEP.
John, that How'd was
I
do, perfect.
Sean? I couldn't have said it better myself.
John. It was
and Joe, was the anchor voice good?
It was great. But it's funny. I get that question from a lot of people who they're like, I cut my cable and I miss watching you guys. And I'm like, how do you not know?
Yes, you can watch us.
Everybody has a phone. Everybody has, I hope at least you can get a flat screen smart TV for $99.
Yeah.
Come on.
That has Roku built right into it.
It's built right in. So just get this done and get yourself the WNEP app. You go to the app store on the TV or your phone. And you can watch us all the time, live, free.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Free, anywhere.
You go to Florida for the winter, you can watch us every single morning from Florida.
You're sitting correct. On a plane.
And a lot of people do.
Flying to Paris, you can watch us 30,000 feet in the sky for free.
My parents are around 80 years old, and they're streaming WNEP every morning
so
on Roku.
Easy.
They're outside the market. Yep. So it's easy.
Maybe even my parents in Iowa do it.
Even your parents in Iowa do it. Yep. So my daughter, I'd do that too. I'd watch.
Yeah.
And the thing is now, remember – you used to make fun of me because I'm not a TV guy, but I have 14 TVs in my house.
Yeah, I know. I still make fun of you for
three
that.
Kids. I have a TV everywhere. I don't know why. But now they used to all have cable injected into each one, wires all over the place. Now, yeah, hanging on the wall, no cable required.
It's amazing.
Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So you can watch WNEP as easy as ever before.
Joe can watch it from his bathtub.
I can watch it from my toilet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it is fascinating, though, how we have seen in our careers it completely change the way people can get TV. And so they're streaming. We have people now that are getting antennas. Again, I put an antenna up to get the local stations so that I can get this because I want to get the sports.
Oh,
we cut the cord.
Yes, yes.
Right. So I want live Steelers games on weekends and stuff like that, the live sports, and we can get that through the antenna. So that solves that without spending $200 for DirecTV.
Yeah. My TV bill now is down to like $60 a month, which is
great. That's awesome.
And that's mainly just for internet because, we got apps for everything.
Yep.
Watch WNEP live.
That's the way we are too. Yeah.
I watch Philly news. Don't be offended, you two.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Sometimes I need a break from WNEP.
Yeah.
And I'll watch the news from Philly because I downloaded their app. I don't know. I just want to see what's going on elsewhere.
Yep. He needs to recharge.
All right. Did you summarize
Tim,
this
is that worthwhile?
All right. I'll read this. I'll read this if I get to pick another one.
Okay.
Deal?
You can even read it.
Are you going to read that whole thing?
I'll read the whole thing.
We'll be here an hour.
No, we won't. I'll read it quick.
Summarize,
quick.
Tim.
No, I'll read it quick. Look, this person took the time to write it. I'll at least acknowledge that.
All right.
See, I just threw it aside.
Okay. This is from Mike. It doesn't say where.
Could you do it in their rant voice?
No, I'm not going to do it in a rant voice. Again. All right. This comment is for Joe Snedeker. Joe, you of all people are the last one that I would imagine buying into this meteorological, astronomical change of season nonsense. It's almost as big a scam as the Oscars. It ties right in with the media hype of heat index and wind chill.
That's true.
The seasons change on the equinoxes and the solstices, not on the 1st of March, June, September, and December, just as there is no wind chill or heat index, but rather only temperature, wind, speed, and humidity. What's next? Four new inner seasons: Wing, Sprummer, Saul, and Finter.
John, you have
well,
the best will
these,
question.
Too long.
Why did you?
Will
this
these,
is the best
too
question
long.
Ever.
Will these be what we call the periods in between the meteorological and astronomical start of each season? Give me a break, Joe. I'm disappointed in you. I thought you were ideologically opposed to all this made-up media nonsense. Have a great day. Tomorrow will be a beautiful winter day.
Maybe that was a good one.
He is right. He is right about everything.
Yeah.
Maybe not everything.
Except, here's my problem.
I still like wind chill, but go ahead.
No, wind chill's a scam.
No, it's not.
Everything is a scam that he is talking about. Look at John. He's looking it over.
I love the in-between. See, I can't believe you. After you read that,
I couldn't read all that.
I would have glad.
So he has a problem with guys like me who say March 1st is the beginning of spring. Sir, I ask you, what's so special about the position of the tilt of the earth in reference to the seasons? That's astronomical. It has nothing to do with feelings, length of day, weather events. So here's how I always justify having the season start on the 1st of March. Let's go with March. Here we go. So March 1st begins spring.
Mm-hmm.
March, April, May. So don't you think by early June, most people consider June 1st, 2nd, 3rd? Isn't it summer?
I mean, definitely.
June.
Yeah. Definitely.
By that point, but yeah, definitely.
You don't want to wait till June 21st? The kids have been out of school for 2 weeks, and you're just saying, oh, summer starts
but
now?
But then on the positive side of that, fall doesn't start till September 21st, though.
No, I think so that, it goes with it, because then you have June, July, and August, the summer.
Yeah.
And then September, you're in school, the leaves are starting to change. Come on, it's not summer anymore.
It's but let's early September around here still feels like summer most times.
It does.
Times.
But if you go by his version of the seasons, remember, fall wouldn't start until September 21st, and it wouldn't end until December 21st.
Which that's crazy.
Well, it's already winter.
3 days before Christmas, and it's still fall.
It feels like winter, like mid-November. Let's be
Right.
I'll give him that. That's true.
So no one's gonna call 3 days before Christmas fall. It's off.
Maybe we should adopt this middle season.
You know,
stuff.
It's interesting because I didn't think about this at all before I started on the morning show, because the other meteorologists just don't talk about meteorological spring and things like that. But it makes absolute sense.
Yeah.
When we talk about summer, we always on TV have to say Memorial Day is the unofficial kickoff to summer.
What's that?
But our mindset of summer is right after Memorial Day to Labor Day.
Yeah.
And if you
yeah.
think of summer weather, it is not summer-like to stay until after Memorial Day.
Right.
Exactly.
June 1st. And as soon as you hit Labor Day, it is downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah,
we get some warm weather in September.
You might get a week or two.
But it's, you know, we're falling off pretty quickly. And then you think the same thing. It's like early December, that's not fall.
That's not fall.
No.
But, you know, in his defense, all of these things are human constructs. There is no such thing as four seasons. We made that up.
Yeah.
True.
You know, these
What's his name? I got to apologize.
Mike.
I'm sorry. I saw a paragraph. I got overwhelmed.
Are you with him on the Oscars, though? That's a scam?
Or no?
I kind of enjoyed the Oscars.
They were good this year. Yeah.
I think Tim took the day off.
He's a film guy.
He took the day off just to watch the Oscars.
I was off that day. I'm not going to say.
Moving on.
But they were good this – I'll say this. They were good this year. I agree with most of the awards. And
okay.
I was glad what won, and there were
but
a lot of good awards given.
But it's so self-congratulatory and dramatic, and
correct.
They cry and talk
but
about
they,
their life. Who cares?
But there are some people who are deserving of recognition because, I mean, like, there are people who have been doing this for years and have been spearheading the industry financially and critically and getting people back into theaters. And a lot of them were rewarded this year, like the people behind Oppenheimer, the people behind Barbie, the Godzilla movie that came out this year. They were awarded VFX, and that was one of the most successful international films to come out in the last couple
of
years.
I don't know about the awards, but then the crying and the thanking.
It's an emotional moment for people. They grew up on this. I mean,
Mark, let's do
them.
This with any other profession. Let's have engineers celebrate themselves for inventing things. Could you imagine a physician for inventing a new virus, for example, a vaccine, going up there crying, saying, and I want to thank everyone for giving. They don't – it's – To
they're
me,
not,
it's pathetic.
They're not theater people.
But it's
yeah,
it's
true.
Annoying.
They know
and
how
pathetic.
To cry.
Yes.
But some people, it's emotional. I mean, you
I
can't.
Don't
I can't.
Get that.
I can't knock anybody for getting emotional at something.
But it's overly self-important.
We don't make fun of you for getting emotional, Joe.
It's very pomp.
It can be very. It can be very pomp.
And narcissistic.
Usually, when a horrible movie wins, it's very pompous. this is from Philip Sardo.
Philip or Philip?
Philip.
You're heavy on the P.
Yeah. From Archbold, is the degree of tilt on the Earth's axis constant?
Oh, no, that varies. So currently we're at 23.5. It swings between about 22 and 24 on a, I think it's a 25,000-year cycle. So,
25,000 years. Okay.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't think we can really.
For the Earth, that's
we
a blink
can't
of
really.
An eye.
I know, but we're not going to be able to understand that.
Yeah, but in part, that's what forms the periodic ice ages
okay.
that formed the Great Lakes and influenced today's weather with snow showers.
Okay. Gotcha.
I really can't wait for the
feelings
year.
Are hurt.
27,800 for see the new constant.
24,000 years is brief.
Okay.
Well, in the grand scheme of things, for us, it's. Well, in eternity.
It's fairly stable for a human lifetime.
Fairly stable.
Fairly stable. Well, we won't notice much of a difference.
Of a degree. All right.
All right. Get in that. Get your hand in that
I just
bag.
Want everyone to know they're laughing at me. I don't know why they're laughing at me.
Stick your hand in that
I'm going
bag
deep.
He's digging deep.
Out. You know when you get deeper, they're moister.
Ew.
Oh, I just think they're older.
I didn't need to hear that.
Does that have to do with the heat index?
At the bottom of this.
Well,
I watered that mistake thinking it was the peace plant one time. Sorry.
Whoops.
John killed the peace plant.
Yeah. Moving on.
I was so frightened Halloween 2023 when I turned on the morning news and saw Joe in a suit. Please don't scare me like that again. This was from Kristen in Sullivan County. Mindy, what's with that?
I'm trying to remember.
That was serious Joe.
That's right. It was serious.
That was my bit this year. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It totally freaked people out.
I still hear about it.
You still hear about it?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, and just how people thought that management had finally cracked down on him and shut him down. And they thought, oh, my gosh, they got to him.
They got to him.
They thought you were going to change forever.
There was panic.
That's a message to everyone. Be yourself. It was hard for me to do. In short, the greatest morning newscast I've been here for.
Are you serious?
It was hard for us to do, to not crack a joke, to not say anything off.
I'll say this. If I was doing camera in the backyard, that thing would have been so shaky. I would have been laughing so hard.
It was funny.
Yeah, that one and the intro of the Summer of the Chicken, I think, were the two best morning shows.
Oh, that was good.
That was a great day.
That was good. Now, at the end, like you guys, I'm sorry, I have no memory because I've been working mornings too long. At the end of the show, did you break character?
I don't think so.
You didn't come back until the next day. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Really,
kept the character going.
How did you do it?
I don't know how I did that, and how did I stay in a suit? That's one of my only suits.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's my wedding outfit.
Right. And your funeral outfit.
And my funeral outfit.
It did give us one of the greatest pictures in the history of this when him and Andy stood next to each other.
Oh, that was classic. Yeah.
I want to get that framed and put it. That's a phenomenal picture. That was a great picture.
Oh, my gosh.
We'll do something similar this Halloween.
That is so funny. You scared people, Joe.
We should, maybe.
Oh. All right, Mindy. Let's see what you got.
My arms aren't very long. I can't get very deep. Oh, jeez.
She ripped it.
I rip them every single time. This is another paragraph. Oh, my goodness.
Well, Tim's the great summarizer. If you want to pick another one, let him handle that one.
I watched your forecast today. I heard you say the word height. The other day, you also said height.
What?
I think height.
Height.
It should be height. I know this is a Valley thing because I used to say that too until my husband corrected me 35 years ago. He's not from PA, so he was able to spot it quickly. There is no word such as height. The word is height, I think, because we often say it with width.
Oh, my God. I am 58 years old.
Height and width.
I am 58 years old.
Do you say height?
I don't know, a fairly well-educated man.
You have your master's.
And I did not know this is true, what she's saying.
Yeah,
so she's saying it's height and not height.
It's height?
Height. I do hear people say that wrong all the time.
There's both, I mean.
No, it's not height.
True? There's no height.
I'll Google it. Sean's Googling.
There is no height.
Maybe in Lackawanna County.
Wait a minute.
Many words are...
Yeah,
it has its own language.
If I say the width and the height...
No, that's wrong. That's wrong. Yep.
Height and width.
Height.
Height.
That's probably a nepism.
Hard T. That's what she's saying. She said it's a valley thing.
I bet you. Words are very variable in this county.
Yes.
Sean is checking. Maybe there's two pronunciations of this. He's a valley man, too. So funny.
The subject line is leap year height.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
I have to say height for the rest of my life.
Wow.
Can you change?
I can't change.
That's hard.
That's a good one that she pointed that out.
Yeah. That was Diane.
I'm still doubting her, though.
No, she's right.
So, stand by. Old-fashioned spelling and is a mistake in modern English. It explains because width and depth both end in th.
Yeah.
It's not uncommon for people to add that sound to the end of height as well. So,
well, it's not an, but it's not a word, right?
Not a word.
Yeah.
Not a word.
Yeah.
But I've heard that many times. Wow, that's something. The more you know.
I hate myself.
You shouldn't hate yourself. It's a normal thing.
And you're from here, and it's just something people say.
I'm a loser.
Oh, that was mine, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a failure and a loser as a human being.
No, you are not.
Height?
You are not a loser.
Wait, I have to say height.
You are not a loser. Stop.
From now on.
Height.
Do you want us to remind you?
That's a word that I know very well.
Please remind me.
Height.
John, now you're an almost NEPA guy. Did you say height?
Ready?
Here we go.
This is sticking to the theme that I tossed aside before.
Oh my God, Joe,
please help. Can't you straighten out all the other weather people? All I want to know is the low temp. We don't care about the wind chill. Thank you.
Wow.
I love the wind chill. chill.
Someone's got to get them in line.
Here's the problem with the wind chill. I say it every time. Maybe you've never heard my rant because it's
true. Oh, I've heard it.
The wind chill factor. When air blows across your body, of course it removes heat from your body quicker, makes you feel colder. Plus, evaporation of moisture from your skin causes cooling. Wind makes you feel colder, no doubt about it. But to put a number on it is the worst case scenario devised by these calculations decades ago. And it only applies to these conditions. No one realizes that. The wind chill factor, give me a scenario, Mindy. It's 30 out today, but the wind is out of the northwest at 20, and they tell you it feels like zero.
I don't think it would go from 30 to zero,
very
would it?
Easily.
Really?
That zero has been calculated by a person who is naked, in total darkness, and 30 feet above the ground where the wind is average.
Maybe I'm flying and I'm, I don't know. I mean,
the wind chill factor assumes you do not have any clothes on. It assumes the sun is not hitting your flesh, and it assumes you are at the place where the wind is measured at 30 miles an hour, which is 30 feet up.
So your dislike of the wind chill factor, it's not that the wind makes you feel colder.
The wind makes you feel colder. So leave that alone. Tell the public the wind
is going to make you. You don't like putting a number to it.
Putting that number is a lie because it is a worst case scenario if you are naked, 30 feet above the ground, and in darkness.
And do you think that number is just used so much now as a way of hyping?
Yes.
The cold. The cold.
Yeah.
Because I do notice now if you watch the national news when there's cold coming, they don't even mention the actual temperature.
They don't mention the temperature because that's not as dramatic enough. And it takes their
it's
power
always
away.
Wind chill factors
yes, because
below
they want
zero.
Those big numbers and the hits and the eyeballs.
They
oh,
see that,
my God.
They see that minus sign and then they can't help themselves.
Yeah, they love that.
Well,
yeah. So,
do
yes,
me a
the
favor.
Wind makes you feel colder. So I often say it's going to be windy, you're going to feel colder, but I don't put a number on it.
But the thing is, I still think that there should be some sort of number on it. So I want you to devise a new calculation that will be more accurate than being naked 30 feet above the ground and in the dark.
You know what mine is? It's the opposite. It's a feel-good number, the Milo effect.
Oh, that's
see,
true.
I took
yeah,
it
he
the other way.
He's already ahead of the curve.
I'm ahead of the curve, yeah. So I want
tell
to
tell us
what
the Milo effect is.
So if today, for example, it's going to be 40 only. But it's April or March, and the sun is out, and you're outside, and the winds are light. It's not going to feel like 40. It's going to feel like 50 because the sun is so powerful high in the sky, cutting through less atmosphere. It's going to hit your flesh and make you feel uber warm.
More intense. What is it? More
intense
light output.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay.
So that's my problem with the wind chill. Yes, wind takes heat away from your body, but to put a number on it, is a big media lie. I'm going to put that on my headstone. I'm going to go down with this thing. Instead of
taking it to the grave.
Yeah, instead of Joe, you know, lovingly, blah, blah, blah. I'm
just wonderful say, husband.
Yeah, no,
loving father.
Wind chill
hates
is
the
a
wind
lie.
Chill.
Wind chill
in that order.
Wind chill factor is a lie.
Loving husband,
what,
loving father
what
really hates
happens,
the wind
and it happens with a lot of things, is that that could be a helpful number just so that you realize, oh, it's going to feel a lot colder today in the wind. But as with everything, it gets taken and
it gets taken to it, yeah,
and turned into an extreme. Yeah. And I mean, you can hear it right now. Millions of Americans below zero wind chills this morning.
Wow.
Meanwhile, we're talking about millions of Americans in Minnesota who they're just used to dealing with below zero wind chill.
Yeah, and I didn't even sounds like a Tuesday night.
Yeah,
but I didn't even mention the other factor, which is the human condition. If you are a large person with a lot of blubber, you're not going to be as cold as someone who is thin and frail. Everyone experiences that cold differently. How dare they put a number on it? If it's windy and 30, my wife will tell you it feels like 30 below zero. She's an exaggerator. I would be like, nah, it's not too bad. So everybody feels
it's
this
all different.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Tough it up.
All right.
All right, Tim.
Okay, let's get a good one here. I'm trying to get a nothing wrong with it, but let's try to get a non-weather one.
Yeah, let's get something different, weird here.
We need one of those completely random ones.
I know. Let's get a random one. Completely different. Wind.
This is, ooh.
Is it a completely different random weird one?
Yeah, this is more of a thought. This is from, his name is Jeff Lyon, and he said, I thought I saw Joe in the crowd at today's Flyers game. And this is from February 24th. Can I pick another one? I don't know if I can.
Pick another one.
I think I know the answer to this question.
You weren't at the
Flyers
game. I have
not been to a hockey game in decades. And I don't think I've ever been to a Flyers game.
So it wasn't Joe.
I used to go to the Binghamton Whalers.
I was going
to
say, you're a hockey player. How come you don't go to
watch
the games?
You're
going to
tell everyone why, because of my problems. Because
you hate watching other men play sports.
Yes,
yeah.
You can't sit still. I would rather take out the garbage at the hockey rink
than watch the game.
Tim's intrigued.
This is a question directed to Andy Palumbo.
Ooh, I should go grab him.
My husband and I noticed that Andy often features a story from Buffalo, Western New York, just about every weekend in his morning broadcast. We enjoy it as our daughter goes to school in Buffalo. What's his connection to the area? Signed, Chris from Music.
I know the answer to it.
You do know the answer.
I think
I do. How do you know the answer? Well, first of all, is that true?
Yeah, I work the weekend, and yeah, we usually, well, not all the time, but we do like to run stuff from the Buffalo market, yeah.
So we're owned by a big company, Tegna, that owns, what is it, like 40 TV stations?
It's like 44, 40-ish, yeah.
And so because we're part of this big group, we have access to the content that all the other stations in Tegna cover. Buffalo is one of the closest Tegna stations to us. Uh-huh. There's one down in the Harrisburg area. There's Buffalo. So Andy has to fill, what, four
hours?
Not 4 hours anymore.
Three hours
of news.
Well, 3 hours of news.
So he's filling 3 hours of news on a Saturday, Sunday morning. He's looking at the other Tegna stations to see what kind of content they have. So.
And usually it's during the fall, most of the time, usually in the fall and winter, because the fall, a little team called the Buffalo Bills play there, and they've got a lot of great highlights and footage. And also, they happen to get some of the biggest snowfall in America. So that's another whenever significant weather comes around.
But is there a station in Philly?
There isn't. Tegna doesn't have a station.
Tegna doesn't.
No. If something comes from Philly, it has to come from ABC.
Harrisburg.
Harrisburg, yes.
We do
yes.
have a station.
We have a Hastings.
So there's only those two in Pennsylvania.
Are you going to just throw out names?
I'm trying to get
For here, close to us, it's Buffalo, Harrisburg, Hartford.
Oh, yeah, there's a Connecticut one. Yeah.
And then that's about it in the Northeast.
Oh,
and then Tegna owns a lot of big market stations, Washington, Seattle,
Denver,
Atlanta. Yeah, there's a lot.
But we have access to all of their rundowns, is what we call it in the news business.
Where we can see all their stories.
Keen viewers.
That is interesting.
They notice that stuff.
So a little tidbit from my childhood related to Buffalo is that I grew up in a small town in northwestern PA. Our cable as a kid was just from an antenna on top of a mountain, whatever stations they picked up. One of them was from Buffalo, New York. So one of the local stations we got was from Buffalo.
That's so weird.
Are you a Buffalo guy? You feel a connection?
No, but if you go just about 20 minutes north of where I grew up, it's in the Buffalo TV market. So lots of Bills fans just to the north of
us.
Yes,
I do like the Bills fans up there. They are fun.
All right.
Is this good or bad?
I think it sounds good because it's, I like, we have to get a little weird here. Keep it, this is daring.
We do that.
Great.
This is to everyone.
Daring.
You're invited to a friend's house for dinner. And you do, look at you, see you're laughing already.
I don't know if I want to know where this is going.
I don't know. I didn't finish the sentence yet. This is for everyone. You're invited to a friend's house for dinner and you do not like the food that you're being served. Would you eat it? Stuff it in your napkin? What would you do? Derek.
Huh.
I mean, I would just be like, this isn't my thing, and I'd go somewhere afterwards.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
You would do...
Well, coming from experience, when I was younger, I was a picky eater, and my family knew that. So if I didn't eat anything at, like, a dinner, like, this is going to sound ridiculous to all of you. Like, I wouldn't eat turkey for the longest time at Thanksgiving. I would never eat anything. I would always wait till I got home. Until I was, 10 or 11.
You don't like turkey?
I love it now. But when I was really young, I had, the worst palate ever.
Yeah, no.
It was really bad.
Yeah, but turkey is, like...
But, no one would have... Because they knew I had a... So maybe make that excuse. Like, I have a very picky palate, so... And people are pretty forgiving
with
that.
Let's get deeper with this. Mindy has a little party for us. The Morning Crew. We go over her house.
I'm serving Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, because Mindy, to me, you're this very progressive, liberal...
Am I?
...learned, diverse person.
I guess that's a compliment, I think.
Whereas me, I'm more like a caveman. So,
well, that's true.
So if I came over to your house and, you had... Give me something exotic.
Well, what if I was serving turkey hoagies with mayonnaise?
Yeah, now you're talking, baby.
With mayonnaise.
Oh, I'm saying because I hate mayonnaise? No, I think we're close enough. I'd be like, ew, mayonnaise, gross.
And
disgusting.
I'd make you another one without the mayonnaise.
So maybe Mindy's not a good example. Yeah. I think if we went to Mindy's house, I'd be like, I'm not eating that.
Right.
Yeah. But if you go to someone like your boss.
You're trying to impress them. Yeah, maybe
your
boss.
You don't know them well.
Yeah.
Or someone who's very passionate about cooking. Think about that. Like your friend's house. They made something real fancy. They made homemade bread, homemade pizza. They spent hours slaving away, and they put the one topic you don't like on it.
I think I'm just going to eat it.
Yeah, I would just eat it.
I'm going to just eat it.
I would just eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't even think that's an option for some people. I can't eat certain things. Could you? Or is this just me?
I think I would just do it.
Yeah, I would just do it.
Even stuff that I really wouldn't like, I think I'd still eat it.
Brussels, like she said, Brussels.
Brussels sprouts.
I like Brussels sprouts.
Squid. Yeah,
like
there's Brussels. A squid in front of you.
If it's I would cooked, eat
squid.
Right?
Yeah, he likes squid, too. Yeah.
Squid's pretty good.
Yeah.
If there were black olives, it'd be really tough.
Yeah, I've eaten black olives before, even though I don't like them.
No, it's the worst taste on earth.
Oh, I like black olives.
Deep-fried pig ears.
Well, Rocky Mountain oysters.
They probably taste like chicken, so...
That'd be tough.
I just made Tim pause.
Here's John. He's putting the triangle of pig ear. Oh.
And I think also, growing up, my parents were just like, you're just going to eat it. You know, we didn't have much of a choice. My dad one time got in a standoff with me over a piece of apple pie that I wasn't allowed to leave the table until I tried a bite of the apple pie. And I just sat there.
Is that right?
And so my mom was like, really? Over apple pie?
Get out.
Did you not like apple pie?
I didn't then.
Are
now
you
I
serious?
Love apple pie.
What was wrong with you as a child?
There are some things that people hate when they're younger.
Yeah,
like if I told you the list of foods that I didn't like when I was until the age of 10 or 11, you'd all probably fall out of your chair. Like, unbelievable. Turkey was one. I didn't like hot dogs for the longest time.
Yeah, these are kid things.
I wouldn't eat any. Well, this is very typical. I wouldn't eat veggies. Mm-hmm. I would have pizza with zero topping whatsoever on it. Like, I didn't eat. I don't think I had a piece. I really don't think I had a piece of pepperoni until I was 14. 15 years old.
Wow.
I just had a very picky palate.
What if it was a cricket fest?
Well, I would never eat a cricket. I wouldn't eat a bug.
I've eaten worse.
Yeah, I think if someone's trying to serve a cricket, I'd be like, listen, you're serving crickets. I'm not eating that.
I don't care if it's covered in chocolate.
Yeah,
I'm not
because they know
it.
They're being.
The politeness only goes so far.
But Joe has eaten a cricket on the air.
Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
Which is kind of surprising. You won't eat mayonnaise, but you'll eat crickets.
Oh, I remember that morning. Yeah, you tried to get Liz Worthington to eat a cricket, and she wouldn't do it.
She would not eat a cricket.
Yeah, I remember that. You were.
It's funny.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either. I draw the line somewhere.
Mindy, you're up.
Oh, my gosh, sorry.
You guys
got a good one, Mindy.
We probably got to go.
Are we right long into this?
37 minutes?
37.
So we're
one more question.
One more question each, Mindy. Let's make it exciting, different, fun,
weird. What if it's not a good one?
We need it weird. This is getting too standard issue, too status quo.
This is more for reporters and photographers.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
When traveling in the news vehicles, what etiquette is used between everyone? And is there anyone that has bad habits like not fueling?
Wait, this could be Steven. This could be. I've been in these news vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
And they are gross.
Some of them are disgusting.
Look, I take care of mine. I make sure everything, not that I make a pigsty out of it, but I make sure all of mine are clean and cleanly and full of cleanliness, like my own cars. I treat the news cars like it was my own car. But I have noticed sometimes there are some pretty gross news cars occasionally.
Yeah, but from someone who doesn't work here, and I don't know the answer to this, is there a status quo for you guys? Is there a standard?
Yeah, you have to fuel it, right?
Yeah, our status quo with gas is if it goes below half a tank, we have to fill it. And there have been some mornings where I've come in and it's like there's 4 miles on. I'm like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes people aren't doing it.
On occasion. Now, I understand if it's like people are in like Sullivan County and they're like driving. It's like 1 or 2 in the morning. I'll get a text to say, hey, I'm sorry. I understand that. But some people got to let us know about this.
So. What about you're going through Chick-fil-A? And you get a large French fry, and you just throw the container in the corner. Is someone going to notice that
I would be responsible for picking it up.
What if you didn't? Would someone say, geez?
Well, yeah, because you sign your car out, so you got a paper trail. So,
you know who leaves all the junk in the car.
Yeah. I there have been there have been mornings where I'm like, oh boy. So, and I have been guilty of it once or twice. When I first started here, definitely I left one or two that I got an earful for it. So.
I don't think people at home think about how our reporters and photographers, how much time they spend in these vehicles.
In a
viewership area of what, 20 counties?
It's a lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're spending 5-6 hours in the vehicle.
It's your
Sometimes
office.
It's your entire shift that you're working in a vehicle. Yeah. Sometimes just two people together all day long in the vehicle.
Yeah, it is.
Eating fast food or whatever you brought. Yeah, there's some awkwardness there.
What about with your family members? Because my wife leaves fake fingernails, eyelashes.
I leave eyelashes in the car sometimes.
She rings, jewelry, and I put my drink down, and it's filled with all these fake eyelashes, and they're sticking. This has got to stop.
I mean, sometimes it happens.
I vacuumed out
makeup,
our SUV that Rennie drives and that the kids are in all the time and stuff. And the stuff that I found in that vehicle last week, vacuuming it out. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It wasn't eyelashes. It was French fries.
Lots of French fries.
No
lots
eyelashes.
Of candy. No eyelashes.
Rings.
But then there's like nail files, nail polish.
Yes.
All this stuff.
It's beauty implements.
You know, it has. Stuff gets.
Does Dawn do her nails in like the front seat when you're. Like if you're driving somewhere?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because there's so many times that the nail polish comes out and stuff while we're driving somewhere.
I'm the designated driver, and while I'm driving, she's beautifying herself.
That's sometimes that's the only time you have.
Sometimes I'm painting toenails while I'm driving down the street.
And another thing, like photographer, we have sometimes very long days, a lot of running around. If stuff falls through the cracks, like, no big deal. Like,
what
seriously,
mean, like a French fry?
Like, yeah. I mean, it's a long day. It's a busy day. I mean, I can't blame. You know, like it could be a very hectic day. Like, if something gets left, like, really at the end of the day, it's no big deal. But like, I would just try and do our best. Like, I rarely, if ever, have problems with that. Most of our cars are usually pretty good.
All right. Well, you stated that. Did you ever leave fingernails or eyelashes in the car?
Well, no, because I don't do good stuff at work.
Good answer,
Tim.
The
in
key
general.
Is at work.
At work.
At work. All right.
I like it.
Let's hope this is a good
one. I have done this before we move on. I have bitten my nails in one
your
of the channels.
Yeah.
No, my fingernails.
Oh, okay.
In the Channel 16 vehicle.
And just spit it out.
Yeah. I think this one's great, and I think this is one that a lot of people wonder, and I don't think you've gotten this one. When you're out for WhamCam, what are some typical reactions you get from people, both those who don't want to be on and those willing to be on? Are there people that see you and approach you on their own, or are there people who run and hide?
I love it. Now, considering I've been doing this for 25 years of wham camming, and I get three reactions. It's people who they see me and they think Elvis has arrived, and they come running over, and they're the best ones because then we have fun, we interact. We dance, we tell jokes, they're perfect. The other ones are, oh my God, no. Mindy, it's always your gender, and they say the same thing.
Whoa.
Well, the ones who say no are always like, oh my God, I didn't
do my hair.
Yes. Yeah. I don't have makeup on. I didn't do my hair.
Because you're usually at grocery stores or something,
I'm
just run into the store. Yeah.
I get a lot of that, and I'm like, who cares? The guys
well,
don't
we
say
care.
That.
We
I
care.
Know. The guys don't say that.
I will say, I'm not naming names, but I do know friends, family friends who have been on your WhamCam, and the first thing they say is, oh, I didn't look ready for WhamCam.
Yeah, they want to be ready.
And you still aired it anyways.
Well, because I say, no, it's meant to be this guerrilla tactic. It's not meant to be.
But some people don't like the guerrilla tactic.
Come on. Well, my line is, come on, I'm ugly, join me. Come on. But the other group is some I have to force. I'm like, hey, I'm Joe from WNEP. Can I ask you a question? And then they just go along with it. But a lot of times they're the sleepers because you would think that they're going to be terrible or they're not interested in this, and they have very creative and even enthusiastic answers. Hmm. So you never know what you're going to get.
Hmm.
But a third of the people seriously do – I don't know if it's a third. Maybe it's more like a quarter or less – run from me.
They literally.
They run like hell.
Yeah.
No, Joe! And they just go –
I've heard that from people that say, oh, if I ever saw Joe, I'd run.
They run. They
but
run.
Then other people that want to see him, they're like, I would love to get whammed sometime.
We you call them runners.
You should do a compilation one day of just like all the people who run away from you. That
no,
be really
because
funny.
We respect their
I know. But
well, you could hide their identity.
We could blur their face out. It's not like we don't
pixelate it a little. Yeah, that'd be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah. All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn. Last one for everybody, and then we're out of here, baby. Not that we want to be out of here.
No, you're correct. Yeah, I enjoy it.
But we know people are only going to listen to this for so long.
Yeah. Right. They've probably already turned us off already.
No,
it's okay.
No. I think we're how long into it? Their car drive isn't over yet.
Okay.
Okay, just let it out, baby.
Can we read this?
How he doesn't ask me because I would just say read it.
Exactly.
Is that fair? Can we do that?
Yeah.
Fair?
I don't know if we're going to give names.
No, we're not. No. Go for it. Yeah, okay. Have any of you ever disliked or hated a coworker at WNEP? Obviously, you will not answer who it is. But are they still employed there? Have they since moved on or been fired?
See, this is where
from Howie from Mountaintop.
This is where we're going to see if you guys are real. Because Mindy, what's her line, John? Always
everybody's nice.
Come on, Mindy, tell us yes or no. You don't have to give us a name.
Oh, I've definitely disliked a coworker before. Yeah. Besides you,
okay? Is there anybody?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not going to give names, but yeah. Oh, yeah.
Folks, our workplace is like a little segment of society. You're not going to like everybody. Yeah. You're not going to get along with everybody. You're going to be polite, but that doesn't mean you like them. Yeah. Right.
I try not to be overtly mean or rude.
If there was a percentage, though, how many people do we work with?
I think everybody's pretty nice. Oh.
I'm going to say, yeah, it's a very low percentage.
Very
yeah.
small.
Yeah.
It's very low.
That's one of the things that I noticed when I first came here is that compared to other TV stations, there's not really the diva people that drive you nuts. Like a couple of the stations I interned for, there were just people that as an intern, I couldn't even go near them you just sensed jerk from them.
Wow.
And someone that was so full of themselves.
Yeah.
And even though we're a business with a lot of people on TV and that can lead to big egos,
yeah.
I think here compared to a lot of other places, we don't have
a lot of that. We're very humbling here. Yeah.
But like you said, in any workplace, have there been people over the years, it's like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But those are the people you just kind of avoid.
Yeah. There was somebody.
It's a strong word, as they say.
Right.
Yeah. Dislike, annoyed by, yes. Yeah. I don't hate them, but dislike, annoyed.
I use it by this, and this is for any job I've ever worked at, but like sometimes you're different at work than you are outside. I judge your character for both. You know, at work, could you be rude? Sure. But if outside of your work you're nice, I'm like, okay, I take that into consideration. You're rude at both, then that's a problem.
I don't see who's rude at work and then
being honest, wholly honest, never had that issue here. So everybody that I've worked with here has been incredibly nice to me. So
there you go.
There used to be a guy who worked here named Chief, or who would call everybody Chief.
That's the hint who this person is.
Yeah, I'm not trying to give a hint.
She's not naming names.
I'm not naming names. I'm just saying he was so rude he wouldn't even learn everybody's name.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, I worked with him for years, and I don't think he knew my name.
Yeah, but I won't say who he is.
This is the last one.
Yeah, but should we save this? How much time? This is good.
Okay.
We should maybe save it.
Why not one more? If it's
one
a good
more,
one,
just,
one.
This just is do it. We're gonna,
all right.
Wow. This is deep.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
And go. Uncomfortable.
Oh.
Hi, guys. I'm getting married this year, but I'm starting to have serious concerns.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
My future husband's family does not flush the toilet after number one. They only flush it after number two, three, et cetera.
Three.
They
What's
say.
Three?
Would three be vomit?
Maybe.
Maybe.
They say they do this because it saves water. I'm all about saving the environment, but I think it's just cheap and frankly gross.
Hmm. Well, some people with septic systems, right, do that.
Like, listen.
This is the question you want to end it on.
No, because I have those same thoughts sometimes. If you're just putting a little urine in a gallon of water, maybe wait the second time to flush it.
Yeah, I've heard of people that have
a non-flusher.
Let it mellow.
I'm not.
If it's brown, flush it down. I've heard the same thing.
I don't know where I've heard it.
I don't think it's gross at all to see urine unless it's excessive in a toilet. And I feel like I'm not going to waste all this water on one little quick urine drop.
You're an anti-flushite.
No, I'm not saying I have done that before. But I wouldn't do it in someone else's house. In my house, I'd be like, yeah, I'll probably be back. As a 58-year-old man with a large prostate, I urinate a lot.
So she's saying
the bride to be
is saying that her husband's family
they don't flush at all after that first.
So she's just gonna have to if it bothers her about the husband, she's gonna have to lay down the law with her husband, and I'm sure she will, right?
Yeah, it's be like.
But what if he disagrees? What if he says the planet is more important than whatever you think?
Well, then she's going to work through. She's got to work through this.
Yeah.
So you guys are.
She's got to decide right now if this is a deal breaker.
Right.
She's got to decide.
She's got to decide. If it's bothering her that much, there might be an issue.
Are all of you guys urine flushers? immediately?
I was raised
to flush whenever. Yeah.
I don't even think about it. I just flush without thinking.
I did come from a house, though, that was majority guys, and we hardly ever put the seat down. And my mom just kind of accepted it. And then when I got married, I was taught that I had to put the seat down.
See, the seat down thing is sexist, and that's got to stop, too.
What?
Wait a minute.
You got to have the seat down.
So
what if in the middle of the night I come in and it's dark and I just need to sit down and the seat's up?
Chivalry is over. Why should we put it down? Why shouldn't you put it up or the other way around? Why is it on us?
The seat should be down.
At all times.
That's the way it's supposed to be.
Well, why not when you're
done?
And
if it's picked up, you got to put it back.
Yeah, why not when you're done, then put it up?
No.
Why? Why do we have to put it down for you?
That's not how it works.
That's not how it works.
Oh, Joe.
if feminism is real, it's equal. We shouldn't chivalrize you guys, if that is a word.
No, like, I'm just saying that's the way the toilet is supposed to look.
Oh, yes!
When you see a picture of a toilet...
toilet is supposed to look
Do you see it with the seat up or the seat down?
I mean, that's true. I usually always see it down. So,
I mean, do you make your bed? Do you, you know...
You're saying a toilet by its default position is seat down.
That's the default.
Oh, that's cool.
More importantly, Mindy, where did we hear if it's yellow, let it mellow, if it's brown?
Where
did that come from? Because I've heard it.
I was just at a party one time and they had a little sign.
The sign?
You're the one that said it without.
I said it first and she knew what I was talking about.
You knew it too. I never heard that. But that's going to be my new life quote.
If it's yellow, it's mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
Is that going on the tombstone?
Next to.
Right under I hate the wind chill.
I hate the wind chill.
loving husband, loving father. I hate the wind chill. And then what?
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
There you go.
That would be.
I don't hate the wind chill. It's a scam.
Okay. I can only imagine.
We wish that bride to be the best.
Yes,
we wish
good her luck the with best. That. But I would definitely discuss this before
she better sort it all out.
She walks down the aisle.
Don't you think she's going to have bigger problems in life than this one?
Probably. Has she asked if he wants
the
to
only
have kids?
Problem she's
What's
having?
Her name?
Yeah, what is it?
Derek Rains. Derek. It sounds like he's the male, maybe, then. I don't know. Derek, yeah, Derek.
Maybe, you never know.
Derek, let it go, brother. Let it go. Who cares, right?
Sean has something to contribute before we...
According to the internet.
Oh,
according to the internet.
If it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down. Originated during one of the California droughts.
Oh, wow,
that makes sense.
So they wanted to conserve water.
See, I'm always drought conscious. That's always.
Yeah, save water.
All right.
And with that,
brownbag@wnep.com. Get your questions in. These are the kind we like. And we'll have some fun next time. You have a final thought?
As the lunch ladies used to say in the cafeteria, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. It's like a chicken wrap
We're going to end on that?
Yeah,
no mayo, though. Right, Joe?
No mayo.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity. About.